I'm joined by Martin Tyler after this afternoon's 4-1 win at home against Cray Wanderers. Martin, in the context of the last two games where we've conceded late goals and lost, how important was today's results and performance?
I think the result was really important. I mean, the performance was good, but we did have our scratchy moments. We're still trying to improve defensively. There was some movement towards that. I think Alan should take a lot of credit because he decided to go with the three centre-backs. It's a system we used together at Walton and Hersham, but his initiative, it worked very well for us there. But it does bring other difficulties to the team, and also we didn't have any chance to practice it either because Max was injured at work. And he should get a special mention today because on Thursday night at about 8 o'clock we didn't think we'd have three centre-backs to play. So he's done extremely well to come through. Francis Duku took on the captaincy with Luke not playing today. And obviously John Fletcher did very well in the middle of it as well. So in the middle of the middle of the back three. So it was it worked out well, and Lodgie obviously had one of those really special days today.
Dean Lodgie picked up man of the match, he bagged a hat-trick. How pleased were you with his reaction, particularly after being dropped last week?
Yeah, that's what you do. Dropped is, I suppose, one way of looking at it. We just gave him a breather, like Carl had a breather today. We've played a lot of games, you know, and we've been through quite a few challenges over the course of quite a short period of time, really. But it's been, it's been satisfying in some ways, but none of us feel that we're anywhere near where we want to be yet. That's the players as well as the staff. But it's nice to get what I call a scoreline that looks good in the paper, you know.
What about the penalty incident in the first half? Dean Lodge is convinced it was a penalty. What did you think?
Well, I was convinced it was a penalty too, but to be fair to the referee, he said their goalkeeper touched the ball. Well, if he did, then maybe the ref was right to do what he did. I don't like criticising officials. They have a very difficult job. It was one of those big decisions because it would have been a penalty and it would have been a red card. And at the time it was 0-0, but we felt, and I'm including Adrian Blake, who's just wanting to join in this conversation, we felt that both of us together felt that maybe there would have been a red card, and that's sometimes hard for referees to do. But if he saw the ball touch the goalkeeper make a save, then fair enough, I don't have a problem. Where I think everybody was lucky, certainly from our point of view, is that within 3 minutes I think Lodgie scored the first of his hat-trick, and it was the right player at the right time, and in a way the right sense of justice too.
Does the player's reaction over an incident like that tell you something about maybe the referee did make a run? I've not seen the K's players surround a referee like that in a long, long time.
Well, I've used vocabulary that I wouldn't like to repeat on this Augusta website because I felt very moved by it. You know, you said right at the start, Simon, that it is a big time for us, and had that turned the game against us, had we lost the game because that decision wasn't given, you know, there's a lot of consequences. So it was a big moment, it seemed at the time. As it turned out, Lodgie made it irrelevant.
Did Carl Wilson-Dennis have more of an impact in the 20 minutes he was on than Joel Ledgester did in the previous 70?
I think Joel's only 19, you know, and he's come to us. He's only been with us a few weeks in training. Scored. We played a couple of sort of unofficial reserve games in which he's done extremely well. Anybody who was at Margate knows that we didn't do particularly well in that area of the team. So it was a chance for Joel to have a go. And on another day, he might have got a couple of goals, but obviously he helped soften up the opposition, and Carl came on. He's been really cheerful today, even when he got left out. He seemed quite cheerful. He's a very nice man, a really charming guy, and sometimes we want him to be have a bit more devil in him, really, but we're all very pleased for him because it was a super goal. And at 3-1, we were just in danger of wobbling a little bit. Some of us felt we were more in danger than others, some of us with a pessimistic streak, but it turned out that Carl, brilliant touch, great finish. I was right behind it. It was a wonderful goal.
And what about the other? And Ashley James in goals, make his competitive debut. How do you think he did?
I thought he did very well, and we're very fortunate now to have two really top-class goalkeepers at our disposal. I expect most of the supporters listening know now that Luke Garrard became a dad on Wednesday, and he's had a week full of distractions. He didn't train on Thursday, and I think it was only fair for Ashley to give him the chance to show what he can do. I first came across him in a match that I commentated on last season for Sky, which was Wickham against Shrewsbury about March time, and he was the substitute Wickham goalkeeper, and I met him and had a chat with him. And when he became available, I rang Peter Taylor, and Peter gave him a glowing reference. And it's sad that Peter Taylor's actually left Wickham this week. He's a good man, and he'll surface somewhere else. But he told us how good Ashley was, and he's been as good as his word in training, and he's had a good day today. But, you know, he's got pressure on his position now because Luke will be desperate to get back in.
John Fletcher thought's had a difficult last couple of games, conceded the penalty in that cup game, and he was stuck out at right back, arguably out of position last week. How do you think he did as part of a centre back three today?
Well, he likes playing at right back, so he's certainly not out of position.
Fair enough.
In the middle of the middle three, it's a big responsibility. And he has, I think what happened later in the game, Cray, they're a great football club. You know, we've enjoyed our battles with them, although we did the double over them last season, which was significant as it turned out, and we were delighted they got promotion. The games were really close, and they're really super people. What they do is when they go behind, they're very it's a great way of playing, very optimistic, I think is the word, and they throw numbers forward, and the back three actually were probably dealing with four or five at the end, and they got overloaded a little bit on the goal, and there were one or two other scary moments. But no, we're very pleased. But in this game, you don't get too long to enjoy it. We've got to get ready for Billericay. And of course, Matt Gray came off, and we're getting him assessed over the weekend.
Is there any early verdicts on him at the moment, or not yet? Is he likely to make Tuesday's game?
I should think it's 50-50 at best. And he's, but he's a terrific competitor. He's improved our team enormously, and obviously we'll be doing everything we can to try and get him to Billericay on Tuesday.